Hello, and welcome to another Health Services Division podcast. I'm Susan Altman, and we're here in Des Moines, Iowa, with PDP Session 1, Class 14. Joining me today are the PDP participants, and we're just going to go around the table, and I'm going to ask each of you to introduce yourself. Tell our listeners what community you've been assigned to, and then also, why don't you share what initially got you into this business? So, Sam, you want to take it from there?
Sure. My name is Samantha Piter, and I am at Casa de las Campanas in San Diego, California. What got me into healthcare was seeing my grandmother progress with Alzheimer's disease, and I got to see kind of on the family side of things how the disease progressed and kind of saw how the community interacted with her. And I, unfortunately, she did pass, but I got to see the whole kind of the cycle of Alzheimer's. And so that was kind of what first got me into it. And then secondly, then I did join a club in college where I was allowed or blessed with the opportunity to volunteer in the nursing homes. And the first time I went to go play bingo with the residents and just hang out with them, I instantly fell in love with the elderly. So I'm very excited to kind of continue and get to experience serving the elderly every single day. So
great story, Sam. Thanks. Tyler?
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Eason, and I've been placed at Marquette in Indianapolis, Indiana. I was fortunate enough to sort of be born into this business. My mother was working in a community, so I grew up being in and out of continuing care facilities. And then once I turned 16, I got a job in the dining room at said facility. And ever since then, I just found working with the residents just be extremely rewarding work. And I haven't strayed away since.
Wow, that's great. Dana?
Hi, everyone. I'm Dana Grafe. I will be at Greenwood Village South, which is in Greenwood, Indiana, just south of Indianapolis. I got into this business similar to Sam, watching my grandmother progress with dementia and also kind of seeing things that the community did well and things that they didn't do well. And through my education with my bachelor's and master's degrees and previous work in an urgent care clinic and a physical therapy clinic, just found my passion for older adults. And I'm very excited to be in the program.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Brian.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brian Greenhouse, and I'll be living next year at Carillon in Lubbock, Texas. I got my start in working in elder care. Being from South Florida, that really is one of the biggest industries. So I really had a high desire to help people, and being that also I had a grandmother suffering from Alzheimer's, it was a win-win. We're able to help people and also get close to her in our final years. And ever since then, I really got hooked and fell in love with this kind of work.
Nice. Katie?
Hello, everyone. My name is Katie Patzel, and I will be going to Trillium Woods in Plymouth, Minnesota. And similar to Tyler, I found my passion for working with older adults. When I was in high school, I was a diet aide at a local continuum of care. And it was just through that work and meeting several residents and becoming close with them that I knew that this is what I was meant to do. And ever since then, just been working to get here into this moment.
Fabulous, fabulous. So I'm just going to ask a few questions, and whoever wants to answer it, you can just, take the mic. So what session did you find to be a wow factor this week? I mean, we're not all the way finished with it. We still have another day to go, but was there a session that you just thought, didn't know about that one?
Compliance, anyone? For sure.
Compliance? And What did you find with that?
With the compliance session, there's so many like detail factors that you need to be aware of, like not just survey, but then, so there's all the acronyms, and being aware of everything from like the moment a resident steps in the door.
Yeah.
And making sure that you're kind of running a top notch.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's really crazy. On a 1 to 10 scale. So if anyone wants to answer this, where would you put yourselves from a, say, a confidence preparedness level? Anyone?
All right. I'd say that in the beginning, I kind of came out here like a 7 out of 10. But after learning so much and more likely learning what I don't know, I'd probably say my confidence level has been humbly lowered to a 4.
Oh, that's good. Very good, Brian. Thank you for sharing that. That's funny.
But we're also being made aware of everything that we didn't know, like you said. So it's in one way, you're like kind of being knocked down and built up at the same time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good. Well, our job is to prepare you, so I hope that we are doing that. Blake, you've been in this business for a long time. And we're once a new and young administrator. Not that you're not young anymore. So what one piece of advice would you share with this group?
I think the most important thing is to find balance. When you get into this business, it can be very difficult, very task-oriented. And particularly in state survey, it can be very challenging. And you'll find days when you want to sleep under your desk. So find the right balance that works for you. I encourage you to use all of your vacation because you'll feel refreshed when you come back. But you'll also feel the weight of the responsibility of overseeing the community that you're in charge of. And with that weight comes an opportunity for you to really make a difference in the lives of seniors. And the last thing I would say is, look for the opportunities that will remain with you for a lifetime. I've had a lot of them. And those I cherish. I don't share a lot of them. They're personal to me that I've had experiences with residents that have been very meaningful. And it keeps you doing what we do. So if you find all of that, you will have been a great success and a huge contributor to the success of the industry.
Great. Thank you, Blake. Well, thanks to all of you for participating not only in the PDP program, but in this podcast. So I'd like to thank all the listeners for sharing and participating as well, and we'll see you all soon. Thank you.
Legal disclaimer. Life Care Services, LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.